We're going to try to hop in both the end of Mililo Mimsum the Shliach and Shliach the Dvar Mitzvah. Hopefully that'll work. If not, we'll just continue with Shliach the Dvar Mitzvah next week. But hopefully we'll be able to do both. Okay. So with no further ado. So previously, we were talking about the din of Mililo Mimsum on the Shliach. And we really so far had two opposite extremes of how to explain that Mililo Mimsum on the Shliach, right? On the one hand, our Gemara said, V'shliach v'shulcha milamit shashliach osa shliach, meaning a shliach can appoint another shliach to do his shlichus for him. Other Gemara, Mililo Mimsum on the Shliach. If you appoint a shliach to write a get for you or write a shtar for you, you can't have that shliach then go and appoint another shliach, right? So we have one Gemara that says you can have a shliach, one says you can't. Okay? And the difference is that one case is mili, and the other is not. Okay, how do we explain this problem of mili lo mimsur on the shliach? So we saw the approach of the Rambam, which was, and especially as brought out by Reb Chaim, which says there's no problem of shlichos, of mili lo mimsur on the shliach. Shlichos-wise, everything's fine. The problem is in certain areas where you require lishma, where you require das ha-mischayiv, where you need to manifest the das of the bailim, something that came up a lot in the year we learned Gittin. So in order to manifest someone's das, you need to have interacted with them. You need to have been mitzuve by them personally, right? Because what you're doing is you are concretizing their intent. If you've never met them, if you've never seen them, they never told you, how could your actions be a concretization and a manifestation of their intent, right? So the Rambam and Reb Chaim says, it's really a gittin shtaros problem, right? You can't do lishma without having interacted with the bailim. But the shlichos is fine, right? It's really that, it's not that mili lo mimsur on the shliach in terms of shlichos, it's that mili or lishma, right? Lishma lo nimsar lishlichos. Okay? So it's an external problem. All the way on the opposite end of the spectrum is the Maharit. The Maharit says, na, 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 right? Actually, mili lo mimsur on the shliach means words, right? Or, you know, can't be given to a shliach. It needs to be some sort of action. Shlichos is about performing an action for me. Go do X, go do Y. And you cannot have shlichos for something that's merely, oh, actualize my intent. Think for me, right? Which is, of course, the reason why you're not allowed to have your friends write your papers for you or take your tests for you, even though we hold a shlichos, because you can't have, right? Tests are all about, you know, testing your thinking capabilities, and you can't have a shliach think free, right? So, yeah, those tests of the Maharit. I think the Rambam is probably the source for the people who are noahic otherwise, I guess. Right? But he says, you can't have a shliach a think for you, and the shlichos just doesn't apply there, just not an applicable area of shlichos, applicable to shlichos. And therefore, you can't even have shliach number one. Right? That's big. Because when we say mili lo mimsur on the shliach, the phrase could be meant in two ways. Mili lo mimsur on the shliach, meaning to shliach number two. Shliach number one can't appoint shliach number two, but you can have a shliach for it. The Maharit says, no, you can't have shlichos at all in these areas. Okay? Now, what's great about that is it says, you can only have shlichos for certain things, right? That kind of makes sense to us. And we'll limit it to things which have an action, because what are you appointing an agent to do? To perform an action on your behalf. And then they do this action because you told them to. So it's as if you did this action, right? But you can't say, if he thinks things, then I'm really thinking it. But you're not thinking it, right? Also, as like a side point, when it comes to actions, right, actions effect a change on the world, right? So meaning there's a totzah. So we can always say, this totzah, right? Or this action which interacted with the world was caused by me, was being done on my behalf. I also have something to show for it, right? Bear that in mind if we manage to make it to the shlichas of the bar mitzvah part of the segia, right? If we're talking about an action, so you can say, oh, well, there's this thing and it's being done and you did it. If it's about like an thoughts, right? His thoughts are not my thoughts, right? His actions are, or it's his actions, but actions are also about what you did. And therefore you could say, well, I got him to do it, right? He did it because of me. So it's like, you can't say, oh, well, he thunked it because of me. So really, I'm like really the source of the thinks, you know? All the things that you can think, right, are still things that you need to think. So that's the Mare. In the middle, which is shot of the sugya, is that mili lo mimsum the shliach means that shliach number one can't give mili to shliach number two. It's an exception to the rule that shliach hos a shliach. Now the question there is, well, why not? If it was fine to make shlichos for shliach number one, why can't shliach number one make shliach number two? Right? If you want to say there's no shlichos, because there's something wrong with, or because, oh, it's actually not a shlichos thing, so fine. But if it's a shlichos thing, then why can't you have shliach number one make shliach number two? So, within that, we can identify three factors. Okay? We need to say something about, okay, if a shliach is not osa shliach b'mili, is it because there's something wrong with shliach number one? Which is kind of maintaining the ma'arit, right? Saying, oh, there actually is something wrong with shlichos when there's no ma'isa, but maybe it's not enough that you can't have shliach number one, but then shliach number one is not really the same as a regular shliach. There's something wrong with the transfer. The handoff just doesn't work, right? There's no way to do the transfer, something like that. Or the problem is with shliach number two. Shliach number one is a great shliach. He gave over the shlichos perfectly to shliach number two, but there's something missing in shliach number two. Those are really our three options, because right, we have two people and we have the connection between them. That's generally like the three loci we can get. Okay. I guess, right, if there are three loci, that would be, each one would be a variant. Interesting. Good gosh. Okay. Says Rashi. Rava Amar, Hasam Hainu Taima, Delo Mashvu Shliach, Shalom Masar Lahem Ela Dvarim, Vein Bidvarim Koach, Lios Chosrin Vinim Sarim Laacher, Aval Get Ispe Mashasha, Choser Vinimsa. Right, so what's Rashi saying? Where does Rashi see the problem?
It seems the dvarim is the issue,
right? If we go back here, right, it's the mili. It's the fact that there's something wrong with the mili themselves. What's the problem?
Well, I remember from last year.
That's legit. Arguments from authority is legitimate. No connection. Religion.
What?
The argument from authority is legitimate when dealing with religious issues.
Oh, okay, good. So then, because there's no connection between the Baal and the Shliach.
Right, I don't think that's what Rashi's saying, although you could say that. But why do you think that?
Other than because I saw it in my notes.
Which is a pretty good reason.
Right, but apparently they're not trustworthy. Because nimsarim la'acher, because
yeah. Okay, what is nimsarim la'acher? Did you translate those words?
Yeah, words themselves can't be transferable, meaning you won't have a connection from Baal to shliach number two.
Okay, so you're jumping. You jump there. You made a transition there, right? You jumped from you can't give over the words to and therefore there's no connection, right? Right. But I think you could just stop with the first thing you said without the transition. I think it's very legitimate to say, well, you know, why is that such a problem? Because where at the end result he also has no connection back to the violin. But I think for Rashi there's a problem even before we get to that. I don't think you need to get to the and therefore. I think the problem is is that how are they, right? In behem, in bidvarim, the problem is the dvarim themselves. Because they don't have the koach lios chuzrim v'nim sarim. As opposed to a get, yish b'mashasha. Let's focus on the bit about get. Right? Why can you transfer shlichus by a get? If you have a get in your hand, how do you do it?
You physically hand it over.
Right. How do you hand over mili? Right. You don't. How do you, right? You can't like take over.
I feel like when you argue that, it's very easy for it to get like cyclical. Like it's not as powerful as something substantial because it doesn't have substance to it.
No,
so then,
I think it's
what is it about? What is it about words that don't work? The fact that it's not the other thing that works. Like I feel like there should be some other factor.
I think look what Rashi added in. You're right in terms of you have a very good point.
I'm not saying Rashi's wrong. I'm saying I haven't been able to take it that extra step, and it's bothering me that I feel like I'm just going in a circle.
I'm saying your argument is very good, but Rashi isn't doing what you think he's doing. What you're saying because he added in a word. If you're right, if I were just read this first line here, right, before the aval get, I would totally agree with what you're saying. Right? You're saying, oh, words don't have the power to be nimsar because, I mean, they're words. They don't have the power to be nimsar, right? But what he says is, as opposed to a get, which is physical, and therefore you can just give it over. Rashi's problem here is, great, you want to give over shlichus? You can give over shlichus to whoever you want in any case in the universe, right? You can, if you believe in yourself, you can move mountains. Now, how are you going to move all those mountains? Go figure it out, right? Now, if you happen to have a fleet of bulldozers, you might actually be able to move a mountain, right? If you don't, then you can't, right? So Rashi's saying, you want to move, you can totally legally, conceptually hand off the shlichus. You just need to find a way to do it. And the problem is that when it's mili, there's no way to do it, right? You just can't give them the shlichus. What are you going to do? Practically, what do you do when you want to hand over shlichus by mili? I think Rashi has it right. Rashi's on to something. The Bailin tell you to, right? There's the Baal Davar. He says, oh, I want you to, you know, give this get to my wife, right? And he hands you a get. When you want to make the next shliach the shliach of the Bailin, right? What do you need to do? Well, a get is be mashasha, chozer v'nimsar. You could just pick it up, right? Someone gave it to you, and now you're going to go and give it to the next person, right? And by giving him the get, he's now the shliach. How do I know he's the shliach? How did I make him the shliach? I gave him the davar hanishlach, right? If you have a UPS, you know, you have a UPS messenger, right? And he's the messenger for your package, and then he's on lunch break, and then he hands it off to another UPS messenger. How do I know who's in charge of, who's the messenger for my package? Who's responsible for delivering it? The answer is, whoever has my package, right? Says Rashi, that's okay, great. But what if we're just dealing with mili? Let's say we're dealing with something conceptual. So how do I make the other guy my shliach? Now, what is a bit of an, what is going to bring us back to what Rachel was mentioning, is that if you believe that shlucho shel adam kemoso means is an absolute, that he really is kemoso legamri, then, well, we can say, well, wait a second, but the same way that the Baile made shleach one a shleach one could make shleach two a shleach, right? So that does mean that Rashi doesn't think that shlucho shel adam kemoso is absolute. which is reasonable, right? That's you know, not the most obvious explanation of shlichus. Say that, oh, al shlichus shadim kolso means he's actually the bialim or something, right? Right, which is why Rashi, right, is you know more open to that, open for our interpretation to saying, oh, there's some sort of necessary connection back to the bialim. But Rashi is saying the real problem with mili lo mimsaran l'shliach is lo mimsaran. How do you give it over? How does shliach one give over the words to shliach two? He can't just like pull it out of his brain, right?
I don't understand how you detach it from what Rachel said. Because if no, he is kimoto mamash, then yes. Or are you saying only if not?
No. I'm saying Rashi thinks that he's not kimoso. He's clearly okay. Rashi doesn't think kimoso mamash. If you think he's kimoso mamash, then you'd say, well, if shliach, if the bailim can make a shliach, so then why can't shliach one make a shliach? If he's kimoso mamash. And the answer is, right, Rashi doesn't go all the way to saying, oh, kimoso mamash go. Now, someone who does say that is going to be the Rivash, okay? The Rivash actually says, wait a second. Yeah, Shluch HaShaladam is Kimoso Mamish. And then came Shliach Yibaylim Legamri. Mishim Dekiva de Shluch HaShaladam Kimoso Legamri. Kidinaf Kalami Pasach HaRegam HaShliach HaBeiz Yeh Kimo HaShliach HaRishon Legamri. V'yachol Limnos Gam Hu Shliach Gimel V'chein La'olam. Right? Why can Shliach be also Shliach? Because just like you can make one Shliach, Shliach 1 is now the Baylim. So you can make Shliach 2. And Shliach 2 is now the Bailin. Because Shliach HaShaladim Kamosa. Right? V'kiva d'nafak lam mi'pesach v'gershin Shlichos b'chal Torah kula Islan shehu kimoso legamri. V'hashliach harishon osa Shliach sheni Shliach shlishi v'chein lo'ola b'mili d'leka k'peda. Right? Now, what does that do? That leaves us with a problem. Right? How can we say that mili lo memsron the Shliach or that b'makom sheish kpeida, that that you can't do it if he's kimoso mamish, right? Because if there's kpeida, if bailim number one is makbe that the shliach shouldn't make a shliach, or it's mili, then you can't make a shliach. But if he's kimoso mamish, how can he make a shliach? Then why not? Right. So the Rivash is bothered by this, and he says like this. Okay, here, just let's stick with the line. Lasso's Breira, here he's talking about a case where there's like a panel who's appointed to select judges, okay? And they wanted to delegate that authority to like a smaller, you know, body. So he says they can't do that because their power, their shlichus to appoint judges is in kan davar nimsa, ela dvarim ba'alma. It's only words. V'hu atzmo kishim mekayim shlichuso mahani. V'nasa shliach al shlichus hahu. When he's doing that shlichus, then he is shliach on that shlichus. That's when he's nasa shliach. Aval in yachol l'masra on the shliach sheni. Okay, unless nasa lehem roshos b'feirosh lasos kain, da'az hevi ki'ilu hakal atman beru elu ashni. Now, I think, and this I heard from my father, is that the Rivash says, if shluchos shaladan kamosa, so he should always be able to do whatever the bailim could do, right? Except the Rivash also says, when a shliach shaladim kamoso, when he does anything, he's always the mishaleach, right? When he's not in the middle of doing the shlichus, he's also himself. So when do we attribute his actions and say, oh, shluch shaladim kamoso, right? Only when he's wearing his shliach hat. Only when he's acting as a shliach, right? If he's not acting in his capacity as a shliach, then we can't. Then we're not going to say shluch shaladim kamoso, because he's only kamoso in his capacity as a shliach, right? Now here's the thing: when it comes to mili, when he's doing the shlichus, kishehu nasa shliach al shlichuso hahu. Only when he's mekayim shlichuso. When is a shliach for a dvar mili actually wearing his shlichus hat? Only when he's actually doing the shlichus, right? Now, if he goes and says to somebody else, oh, I want you to do it instead of me. When he appoints another shliach, is he acting in the capacity of shliach and shlucho shladim kemoso? I think some of you are thinking, oh, it depends, right? What would it depend on? I'll give you a little hint over here with the mouse. Right? If he was if the guy said, oh, I want you or I empower you to appoint somebody else as a shliach, here's the big question then, right? Zoom back. Rav Yossi said, at least the mashmas of the Gemara, as Alex kept pointing out, like, wait a second. The Gemara says that according to Rav Yossi, even though Mili Lomimser on the shliach, if he says, Omer Imru is fine, right? And Alex is like, are those two separate issues, right? One is more of a kapeda issue. And one is no mili lo mimser on the shliach, or is that within mili lo mimser on the shliach? If he's omer imru, then it's fine. And we were very bothered because if you think that it doesn't work, so why just like telling the guy that you're fine with it make it suddenly work? If legally it shouldn't work, right? Which is more problematic, I think, for Rashi. Says the Rivash, well, if I told him to do it, then he's wearing his shliach hat when he does it, so that's perfectly fine because. Shlucho shaladim kemosa, right? The Rivash basically says there's no real problem with mili lo mimser on the shliach. There's nothing wrong with mili. The problem is that the shliach number one, when he's bailing on being a shliach, is not acting as shlucho shaladim kemosa, right? It's an abnegation of his shlichos, not a fulfillment of his shlichos, right? When he's like, oh, I'm bailing, you're not gonna say like, oh, shlucho shaladim kemosa. He's He's mamish kemoso. He wants to bail, so he's just not a shliach in that capacity. So in a chanami, while he's a shliach, he could make a shliach just like the other guy can make the bailim can make a shliach, but he's not the shliach right now because he's not wearing a shliach hat. He's not acting in the capacity of a shliach, unless the bailim told him that you could do this. Yeah, Tila.
My question's like a little more zoomed out, so I don't know if now's the right time. But I'm just wondering, like, I feel like the whole machloket is very much focused, like, looks at shlichut from a place where it's about the manner in which you accomplish what you're appointed to do, and it's not just about getting it done. Right? Like, if I'm appointed as shliach and my job is to, like, get Plony's wife divorced, like, why should it matter if I hire four people on the way or if I don't? There seems to be this emphasis on the fact that I was appointed, I have to go and do it. And I just wonder if that's like something we address explicitly, or if you look at it the flip way, how that would address, like, if there could be a spar for shalich, a shalich being fine because it's all about getting it done.
So I think there are definitely different types of things in shlichos, right? Things that you want to accomplish. And we're going to keep using the example of like giving a get because the get needs to be given by the husband, right? It's not just the fact that she gets the get, but that the Baal gives her the get, right? There needs to be an asina, right? Vinasa and biyada. So in order for her to be divorced, it's not good enough for it to have gotten to her, but it actually needs to have been given by him. Now, since it needs to be given by him, we need to be able to attribute that action to him. Not simply that he caused it to happen, right? But he did it. And then we have to actually, how it got done really does matter. Now, what you're pointing out, though, is actually very important for certain cases, such as, let's say, Hashavas Gezela. So there, we don't actually care how you do it. We just care that you do it. Right? Or actual gazela. We don't really care how you took the object. We care that you took his object. Potential nafkamina is, let's say, right? If we say, oh, in shlichus l'dvar avera, well, maybe shlichus is that only depend on the totsah, we might actually say, yeah, in a chanami, there is, right? Or shlichus l'dvar mitzvah, what types of mitzvos can you do, can you use shlichus for, and what, when can't you? Maybe there are things where we just care about the totsah, we just care about getting it done, and in those cases, we'll say, yeah, in a chanami, there's no problem with mili l'mitzvah l'shliach, and maybe even certain other rules like in shlichus l'dvar avera might not apply, because we're not really necessarily dealing with the same type of shlichus, right? There's shlichus where I need you to represent me legally, and there are cases where you're a delivery boy. You need to get the package to the place it needs to go, but I don't need to be the person who delivered it. I just need to get it to you. I can use carrier pigeons. It's hard to use carrier pigeons, but you could theoretically do that. Right, so the Rivash, interestingly enough, as opposed to Rashi, who says the problem is in the transition, right? In the transfer of the shlichus, how do you give over shlichus? The Rivash says the problem is shliach number one, because shliach number one isn't a shliach when he's trying to bail on being a shliach. He's only a shliach when he's actually functioning as a shliach. So trying to get rid of the shlichus and dump it on someone else isn't going to work. And we could tie that back into Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said, oh, but if there was an ones, right? So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, normally when a shliach can't make another shliach, but if there's an ones, he can. Why? Because if he really thinks along these lines of, well, a shliach isn't functioning as a shliach when he appoints another shliach and bails, right? Unless he can't deliver on his shlichus, and therefore the only way for him to do his shlichus is by appointing someone else. So he's not bailing on his shlichus, he's being mekayim his shlichus. He's functioning as the shliach, right? If he's bailing for no good reason, so he's not functioning as a shliach, he's just bailing on his job. If he can't, he broke his leg, right, at the end of the relay race, so now he can give it to somebody else to carry it forward.
Do you think Rashi would agree with that?
What do you mean? And Rashi, wait, with the Rivash? No, Rashi's in a different part of the chart.
Okay, but I'm saying like in the sense, like in the example where he can't fulfill it because he's sick or something.
I'm thinking according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
Okay.
I think the Rivash is understanding. Rashi, I don't think would understand the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that way. The way he understands the sugya, I think, is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel thinks it's a dinin hakpeida. The guy doesn't want you to give it to somebody else, but if you have to, then you have to. Right? That's about kpeida. That's about the Bailim being upset, going against their expressed wishes. Right? That's less of a legal problem in the global sense as much as a fine print of, you know, terms and conditions apply, because we have all sorts of personal, input that we put in. Yeah, so it's not connected to Mili at all, according to Rashi. Or Shbag is something totally different. Okay. Now, just to bring it back to our general question about the nature of Shlichos, which is, if Shlichos is about midin yad, it's about, right, that getting it done in the sense of the bailim are still the bailim, and the shliach is like a yada arichta, an extension of the bailim. So then we understand very well why midin lo mimson the shliach, right? That goes back to what Rachel was arguing in Rashi. I don't see it in Rashi so much, but I think logically it's very very true that if the shliach is an extension of the bailim, so then shliach number one can't appoint a shliach number two necessarily, right? Because, right, I have an arm. I have an arm. I can like do that with my arm, but my arm can't like stick out an arm from itself. At least it shouldn't be, right? So the first guy is an extension of the bailim, but the real person is always the bailim. So you need shliach number two to somehow be an extension of the bailim. How would that happen, right? If it's within the sinas rishus, as we saw in the Rivash, right, that shlucha shaladam kimoso, So then, right, why can't shliach shel adam kimoso make another shliach? So the Yavash's answer was, well, then he's not actually acting as a shliach. Okay? The Rajba says, interestingly enough, he quotes the Rav Barzilloni, Dehacha b'dishage ihi shliach b'kinyin de'olim l'shvuye shliach. Okay? I really should give more context. Milamit shliach hos shliach. He's talking about Argamara. Okay, it's the Rajban Argamara. Im tomar bishlam a shliach didei mashvi shliach. His shliach can make a shliach because he has the kesef kiddushin, right? Or the kes or the get. About shliach dida hechi mashvi shliach. She's not giving him anything. V'hamili minhu mili lamim shon the shliach. Kedar arina ba maybe tanya the right parakol get. V'tirat harav Barzilloni dahacha b'deshavye ihi shliach b'kinyan de'olim l'shavuye shliach. Okay, says the Rajba, Yishem Rav Barzilloni. If in a chanami regular shlichus doesn't work by mili, if a woman tells a shliach, go and accept kiddushin for me, and that shliach wants to appoint another shliach, it's not going to work because that's mili lo mimser on the shliach. But it's mefurish gemara kiddushin that says her shliach can make another shliach. Says yeah, that's only if they do a kinyan sodar. Right, because what's a Kenyan Sodar? It's a Kenyan Das. It's a way of transferring Gemir's Das. And why is that going to be relevant here? Because through the Kenyan Sodar, you can make them like a super Shliach. How can you make them a super Shliach? What does it mean to be a super Shliach? So I think the Rebbe Barzilloni is basically saying, oh, there are actually two types of Shlichos. There's Shlichos Midin Yad, which is regular Shlichos, and Mili Lomimser on the Shliach, right? There, the person's an extension of you, and they're really just doing your bidding. Or you could actually transfer legal powers to them. You could give them power of attorney. And by giving them power of attorney, the Kenyan makes them a Baldavar. And then if they're the Baldavar, so then Shluchos Shladim Kimoso, and then they can make another Shliach. So he actually says that there are really two types of Shluchos. Right? It's very brisker of the Ria Barzilloni. That there are tzvei dinim in shlichas, and if you do a kinyan, right, a kinyan seder, a kinyan das, then you're actually transferring baldavar status to the shliach and shluchos shel adam kemoso. If you just do regular shlichas, so they're an extension of you, they're yada richta. Okay, so this is sort of like the Rivash, in that the problem is in shliach number one, but the Rebbe Barzilloni says it's not about how he's acting, like the Rivash says, but it's actually in how he was appointed. If he was appointed as a regular shliach, then he's just a yad, not a baldavar. And if you have a kinyan, then you could transfer baldavar status, and then the baldavar can make another shliach. Right? So it depends on how good of a shliach one is. Is he a stam shliach or a baldavar shliach? So mili l'mimser on the shliach is a chisaron in shliach number one. Okay? The Rid says, Lo sha shliach yasa shliach demili ninu she omer lo tse v'kadesh li isha. Can't just tell a shliach, oh, go marry someone, go marry me a wife. Afilu im maser lo shum chifetz lo dami l'get. Says okay, and this is important because he's arguing on Rashi, right? Rashi would say if I give a ring to a shliach and say, oh, go marry someone for me, right? And then that shliach wants to give it to another shliach. How's he going to transfer the shlichos? He'll hand the ring over to someone else, right? So the Rid says, no, afilu im maser lo shum chifetz lo dami leget. It's not going to work. Why? Haget hu hadavar hamigarish. Where's the power of gerushin invested? In the shliach or in the get? Right? She'im nevad im koach b'shliach legarisha. Because if the get gets lost, the shliach is powerless. He loses, the ring. He loses the pomegranate, right, that he's being sent to be Mekadesh with. So he'll pull, get another pomegranate, right? Nimtza ikar hashlichos mili hevi. So the real shlichos, says the Piskei Rid, is the words of go marry someone for me, right? V'hilkach lo limsur on the shliach. Achim kitcha b'shtar shehu dome legay. Ah, but shtar, the shtar has power. And since the shtar has power, then suddenly we can work. Right, yeah, Mi Mekadesh is always, I feel like, very, very Shakespeare comedies. Definitely. You know, it's like a thing, and then he loses the ring, and then he finds a pomegranate, and then he was Mekadesh the wrong woman. Like, we could definitely write a play. Right? So says the Piskei Rid, when what really matters, right, when the power is vested in the get. So a shliach can be osa shliach because why? Really, a shliach can't be osa shliach in general. Because how do you transfer over the power? How do you give over the authority? Says the Rid, but where in Gerushin, where's the authority vested? In the get. By Kiddushei Shtar, the shtar is invested with the power. You're merely a vessel to get it where it needs to go. Right? You're delivering it. But the real power is invested in you know, in the shtar, right? The shtar basically functions as the one ring. So essentially it's only because it's not that any time there's a chefza, you could use the chefza as a hechetimsi to transfer shlichus. So the you can't really transfer shlichus, right? But if the power to be megarish is already in the get, in the shtar, right? Or in the get, so giving over the get is giving over the power. You can give over the power because the power is not you. And you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to give my power to you, right? And close my eyes, and now you have my powers, right? But the I can give you the get, and the get is invested with the power. But if I was stop giving a ring, right, to give over, so if it's not a ring of power, then it's just not gonna cut it, right? It's a stam chefza. Who cares, right? So the Rid basically says, unlike Rashi, where the actual physical transfer is what, you know, where Rashi's looking for, the Rid says the problem is that you can't really ever make have shliach bios a shliach unless the chefta itself is empowered. Okay? So the problem essentially is shliach number two never got anything, right? Okay. Now, the Mordechai. Now, oh, by the way, sorry, I'm just going to point this in on Regalachas. You can really look at the Rid in a little bit in either of these two camps, either that the problem is the Mesira or in the Shlichos. I put them down here originally, but I think you can go either way. Why? The Rid says, right, the problem is that if you lose the Mo's Kiddushin, you could always just get another one, right? But if you lose the Get, the get is the davar hamigarish. Now, what does that mean? Is the point that the real authority is in the get, and that's why you could transfer, but normally you can't transfer? Or that at the end of the day, since you have no important chefza in the yad of the shliach sheni, he never really got anything. I mean, he could either be saying, look, if you have the get, so the get's really what's important. So whoever has the get is really the shliach, right? And has a kasha back to the bialim. Or he could say, the only way you could transfer shlichus is if you have something which is invested in power. Because if you just verbally invest me with power, how am I supposed to give that to someone else? But when it comes to a get, I don't need to give over the power because the power is in the get. Right? The shlichus by a get is actually a lesser shlichus because you don't really have any power yourself. You're just a vessel for the transfer of the thing of power. Yes, but the exact opposite. Rachel's pointing out, it sounds like the Rambam, like mili the mimsa on the shliach is only a thing for Staros, but it's actually the opposite. of the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, oh, really? Of course you can be ma'avir mili b'shlichas. Rather, the you know, there's a special problem in shtar, so you can't give over the das necessary to create a shtar to a shliach, because you need that personal lishma. The Rid might be saying exactly the opposite. You can never give over mili by shlichas, right? How do you give over shlichas from shliach 1 to shliach 2? You can't. How could shliach 1 make shliach 2? If you hold the shlichas midin yad, it makes a lot of sense to say this, right? How can you have shliach 1 make shliach 2? Isn't that the opposite of shlichas? Right? He's a shliach. He's the yad of the Bailim. How could he make another yad? Right? But, says the Rid, but if the get is the chefza hamigarish, so I'm not really transferring over the authority to a new shliach. Because the get is the authority. Right? I'm just delivering it. It actually goes back to what Tehillah was arguing. Tehillah was saying, well, maybe, you know, like if you have like a din of the totzah, we don't really care so much about the shliach. So we're not quite saying that, but what we are saying is that if the authority is invested in the get and not in the shliach, so then we can move the get around, and then who the shliach is holding it isn't so important. You don't need to give authority to the shliach. You need him to be connected back to the Bailim in the sense that, right, he has to be authorized by the Bailim, he has to be a shliach of the Bailim enough to say that, oh, the Bailim are the ones who are being the garish, but the power, the legal authority and capabilities of Gerushin, right, are packed into the get, which means the shliach number one doesn't have to transfer any super legal, any real legal powers to someone else. Right. Yeah, right. It also explains why it being physical is important, is because it being a physical object that has powers in it, that's charged up with powers, then allows it to be transferred, because the person holding it doesn't need to really be such a real, real shliach. Or they don't really need to do anything. Right? They're not effecting any real legal authority. They're just the vessel for moving around this powerful object. So the problem with mili is that all mili is never mimser on the shliach. Now, how do you define mili, right? This is coming up a lot. What does mili mean? Does mili mean the creation of shtaros, which is what the Rambam's going for? Or does mili mean all things that aren't the transfer of a shtar? The Rid basically says, what is mili? Mili means everything. All shlichas, except for things that are a shtar already. And you're just delivering a shtar. Right? So the Rid says, oh, mili lo mimser on the shliach. What can you do with a shliach? Well, you could. What is shliach osa shliach? Things which involve transferring a shtar, because the power is already invested in the shtar. So the shliach doesn't really need to make a new shliach sheni, because the authority is in the shtar, not in the shliach. Got it? Meaning how we defined mili is totally opposite, right? For Rashi, it's anything without a physical object. For the Rambam, it's only things that are the creation of a shtar. For the Rid, it's all shlichos that isn't the delivery of an already inherently powerful object, which is capable of effecting the results by itself, and you're merely delivering, right? You're the delivery system, you're not the payload, right? Like if you had a missile, so the payload is, you know, is all the way up front, and you have a delivery system, which is, right, the rocket that brings it, but the rocket isn't what goes boom. So here, you're just delivering the payload, but the payload is independent of you. So you can take it off one rocket and put it onto another, right? Or you could put it on a plane and then give it to someone else, you know, and then they put it on top of a rocket and they launch the rocket. The payload, right, you don't need any special powers of making things go boom if you're just moving the payload to somebody else. If you're invested with that power, so, you know, how do you give that over to someone else? Says the Rid, you can't. You can't transfer that power. right? If you have superpowers, you can't give that to someone else. If you happen to be holding an explosive device, you can give that to someone else, right? So in this mashal, the get is an explosive device. You want to give someone else the power to make explosions? Great, give them a ton of C4, right? But that's not inherent to you. If you're Superman and you have laser vision, you can't just like give someone else laser vision, right? Okay. In which case, what the writ is going for is not really a din in shliach too. It's actually a din in all shlichus, right? That shlichus is never transferable, right? That would actually kind of put him over here on this side. It's a chisson in shliach one because shlichus is never transferable. The only time shlichus is transferable is if it's it happens to be an inherently powerful object, which has all the authority and halachic potential energy built into it. Okay. Now, finally, the Mordechai, a lot of shittas here. The Mordechai brings down the Kadosh Midarash, the Osa Shliach, the Kadish Isha, Umasolo Hatabas, the Kadish, Afilu Is Nisbadach, Inu Yacholaso Shliach Acher. Right. Now, wait a second. There's a ring involved. So according to Rashi, it's not mili because there's a physical object. You can physically give that physical object to somebody else, right? Because shliach is shliach, but you just need a way to do it. What we were kind of thinking, what originally I was thinking in the Tosas Rid, which is the real problem is the connection to the Bailam. Why? Only by a get is the Shliach really just an extension of the Bailam, because the Bailam can be Megarish or Bal Korcha, and the get is Megarish Bal Korcha. Okay? So miyad kishayagia haget liyad ashliach, harehi kiilu migureshes. The giving the get to the shliach is already as if it affected the result. Meaning what? Really, once the baal sends the get, it's as if she's migureshes, because it's inevitable. And therefore, the shliach is really just, he's not really important, because the gerushin is bal karcha. He doesn't contribute anything really. He doesn't have any role in it all. He doesn't have to convince her to accept it. You know, he just needs to get it to his proper place. And not only that, it's not just that, oh, since it will work bal karcha, he's extra powerful. It's not that he's extra powerful. It's almost that he's merely a vessel for delivering it, because the second it gets to the shliach's hand, ki'ilu migureshes. So if he points another shliach, it's still ki'ilu migureshes already. The get just needs to get to our hands. It's what Tilo's point was arguing earlier, which is, oh, wait a second. We have this, don't we sometimes have things that are powerful enough or significant enough that we just wanted to get there? Or the opposite. They're so insignificant, we just need to get there. There's no thing that you're doing. So Mordechai is basically saying, well, you're not really doing anything when you deliver a get, because the get works bal karcha. So yeah, technically it needs to get to her, right? The Baal has to send it to her, and it needs to get to her in order for the gerushin to work. But since it works bal karcha, it's already happened. Now, just really in parentheses, when we were learning Gittin, we actually pointed out that part of the gerushin already actually happens when he sends a get. There's a whole story of Grusha Salev and stuff like that. Once he actually sends a get, in a certain sense, even though the gerushin is only chal when it actually reaches mataliyada, but vishilcha mi beito, right, because of The kasav sefer krisas venasam biyada v'shilcha mibeisa. Okay, there's this. It's like those three stages. Already writing the get on a certain level creates a little measure of gerushin, and there's this or bia chule. They're also to each other already. Even once he writes the get, right, sending the get to her is already part of the gerushin. It's already in progress. The gerushin only goes into full effect and is only really binding once it actually gets to her hands, right? But at a certain level, that's almost like a chenai that, oh, it needs to actually get to her, but sending the get is already part of the ma'aseh gerushin. So if also, once we accept that, so then this really makes a lot of sense. You're saying, oh, this is a gerushin-specific din, like the Tosfos Rid was saying, but for a different reason. Because gerushin, right, not that the chefza is so powerful, and therefore you could transfer shlichos, it's that, of course, shlichos can't be transferred. Because yad shliach is kiyad habal. The shliach is an extension of the baal. He's a yad. You can't make someone else your yad, right? But here, we don't really need him to act physically as his actions are like the yad of the baal's actions, right? Yad shliach yad habal, in the case of a get, since she's already ki'ilu migureshes, just actually needs to get it there. It's almost like a grama situation. Like, oh, as long as you're gorei meant to get there, that's good enough by get. So normally, get after the garish bal karcha. So the shliach is nechshav ke bal dava. Is yachal garish bal karcha di yad shliach ki arabal. But only because now, right, he's like an inevitable chain of events that lead back to the Baal, who has total authority. Because she's already Kila Migrashas. Okay. We have 5 minutes. Should we not start? We probably shouldn't start. Shliach Bar Mitzvah, all right? Okay, I think we won't. Yeah. Questions?
I just have a question. Again, that last thing with the Mordechai, it's just,
what are you saying? I'll bring it back up.
What was he saying?
By the way, in the chart here, it's wrong. I kind of think I should flip the Ribash and the Rit, just in case anyone's noticing that. Point that again. Here, I have, and then I guess I also just say more explicitly, not the Ribash, sorry, the Mordechai. I'm messing this up. Here I have the Kadosh Midarash saying that because it's Baal Karcha, the Shliach is like automatically a Baal Davar because he's so powerful. Mm-hmm. Right? As opposed to not that the get is so powerful and therefore you don't really need a Shliach, but that because even the Shliach can do a Baal Karcha, he's like super powerful. I don't think that's correct. That's probably when you make charts in advance. Change of mind. I think what he's really saying is lo hevi mili misha mesiras haget hachanami ha'ikam mesiras tabas lo dami gabe get isha mikareshes bal karcha umiyad kishi agia haget liyad ashliach harehi ki ilu migureshes. Therefore, lo hevi mili shoy hashliach yach kol garsha bal karcha liyad shliach kiyad habal. So is the vort that it's ki'ilu, she's already migurashas? Or is he saying that hilkach lo hevi mili, shari hashliach yachol legar shabal korchad, yad shliach kiyad habal. Here, the yad shliach is so much like yad habal that even if we say shlichus midin yad, you could still the shliach can still be osa shliach because he has the power to megarsha bal karcha, which means that he's actually like a bal davar suddenly. He's so powerful. He has total authority, right? What does it mean to be a bal davar? It means to have control over the situation, have authority over the situation. Because he could be megarsha bal karcha, right? He's yad shliach, he had a bal. It's mamash like shliach shechol ad kamosa. The reason why I don't want to say that, everyone understand that, by the way? Right? You got that? Right? That because he's so powerful, therefore it's like Shulchan Shalom Kamoso, It's as if he's the Baal Dama. The problem with that is, then I would have said, not Yad Shliach Ki Arabal, but I would have said, Shluch HaShaladim Kamosa. Right? Now, there are these two phrases. Yad Shliach Ki Arabal, Shluch HaShaladim Kamosa. The Rebbe Artzaloni said, because they're actually Tzvei Dinim. What I'm thinking now is that that's not really what he's going for, because he keeps saying Yad, right? The Yad Shliach Yad Abal, and Harehi Keilu Migureshes. Miyad Kishia Gia Haget Yad Shliach Harehi Keilu Migureshes, because he can give it to her Baal Korcha. If he just said, "Oh, because he can give it to her Baal Korcha, so he's super powerful." To say, oh, he's super powerful, Garsha Bakarcha. But instead, he says, oh, it's as if she's already Migurashas, which is diminishing his power, right? It's mitigating the significance of his authority. So if he was really saying, oh, because he's so powerful, he can Migarsha Bakarcha, to say, okay, he can Migarsha Bakarcha, so you see, wow, he's so powerful, then don't say, oh, because it's as if she's already Migurashas. You could explain that and say, well, he has to explain why can this, he's a shliach. How could he megarsha bal karcha? If you say the husband can megarsha bal karcha, fine, right? That's part of the whole relationship situation, right? And the kasav sefer krisos v'nasim yada v'shelcha mebeiso. But how can a shliach be megarsha bal karcha? Answer is, oh, because ki'ilu megarashas. Maybe it's like, well, a parenthetical statement. If you read it all as part of one explanation, say, oh, really? Since kishi yagia haget liyad hashliach. Harehi ki'ilu migureshes. Hilkach lo havi mi'ili. Shari hashliach yahal gar shabal karcha. Diyad shliach ki'ar abal. Right? In this case, he really is identified with the Bailim. As a real yad shliach is mamish an extension of the Bailim. Because, right, he really just is bridging the gap of getting the get to her. And he could migar shabal karcha because she's like already migureshes. Because his shlichas is almost like fulfilled when he even gets the shlichas. Right? So then what we're really arguing is he's a really, really, really good yad shliach ki yad abal extension of the baal shlichos mishum yad. And it's okay for him to even make another shliach because at the end of the day, he can be got, it's already ki'ilu migureshes. It's as if his shlichus was already fulfilled. He just needs to actually make sure it gets there.
Where we think that mili lo mimsron is, it applies to gittin specifically, right?
Yeah, he says only applies to a get. Like what we were seeing in the red.
It only applies to a get. Meaning you can't transfer over to another shliach giving the get.
Not only can you not, you can transfer over a get to another shliach. Let's say you had a shtar kiddushin.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be able to give that, a shliach wouldn't be able to make another shliach to give over a shtar kiddushin. And that's against the
rid. But for a get, you would be able to. He's right? Saying
that. The Tosus rid said, well, by a shtar kiddushin, the shtar kiddushin is invested with the power to mikadesh, right? And therefore, shliach was a shliach, because shliach one can give it to shliach number two. And by giving over the Shtar Kiddushin, which is invested with the power of Timin Kadesh, he's actually, right, giving over the power. How do you give over power? So if you have a battery, right, if you're like, oh, I'm such an energetic person, I can just give some of this energy, right? We always say that, like, oh, you know, like a kid who, like, you're all tired and, like, the kid's, like, bouncing around. And you're like, oh, wow, if only we would have, you know, get some of his energy or something, right? The classic, classic phrase, right? But you can't because it's not non-transferable, right? If you're dealing with batteries and you're like, oh, you have a lot of batteries. I don't have any batteries. Can I have some of your batteries? They can give you some batteries, right? If it's about power and you have a chefza that's invested with power, you can give over that power. The Kadosh Midarash says, no. If you have a shtar kiddushin, who cares? Because she can just not accept the shtar kiddushin, right? She can say, tough luck. No shtar kiddushin for me. So the shliach is incapable of being shliach osa shliach.
But didn't we learn mili lo mimsron from a gittin sugya?
For writing again. Not for delivering again. There wasn't the mili lo mimsron. The shliach is about writing the get. Since the get doesn't exist yet, right, it's all still mili. Right? So I think the Kaddish Midrash's emphasis that it's dafka a get, because it's Baal Karcha, and therefore he's mamish like Shliad Shliach Yad Baal, because it's already Ki'ilu Megureshes, I think it's an idea that the get really identifies him as connected back to the Baalim, even though Shlichus Mishum Yad. Right? How could this new person be the Shliach if he never interacted with the Baal? How could he be the Yad? And the answer is, well, he has the get, and the get legally is like Ki'ilu Megureshes already, so it just needs to get delivered. And therefore, because he has this complete authority to do it, he's like an extension of the Baal, because if all you need to do is like drop something in someone else's hand or backyard, if you have like one of those like clipper poles, right, they use like in the zoo to like pick stuff up. So, and you have another clipper pole that you're picking up with the clipper pole, right? Right, that like, you know, crab claw thing. So you have a crab claw holding onto a crab claw, right? Holding on to a get. So actually that's a perfectly reasonable way to deliver a get, because all you need to do is let go and have it fall in, right? If you actually needed to do something, that would be a problem. But here, it should actually work. So just the maskana, I would first of all switch the Kaddish Midarash and the Rid. I would say the Kaddish Midarash says that it's really a problem in Shliach number 2, because Shliach number 2 can't be the Yad of the Baalim. But by a get, since it's Ki'ilu Kvar Nisgarsha, you just need to drop it in. So you can say, oh, well, actually, he's just as much an extension of the Baalim as anyone, because, you know, you just need to get it there. And they can do it Baal Karcha. The Rid, on the other hand, says, well, actually, if you have a Shtar Kiddushin, then you can be Osa Shliach, because then the Cheftza is what's empowered. Right? Both of them agree that you can't really do Shliach Osa Shliach in general. Right? But for the Rid, what allows you to do Shliach Osa Shliach is the investing of the power in the Cheftza. Because how else do you transfer power and authority? The Kaddish Midarash says, well, how can you say that you are a Yad of the Baalim? And the answer is you can't. And even if you have a Chefza that's empowered to do stuff, you still can. But when can you? When all you really need to do is be the Grumma of the Baalim and getting the get to where it needs to go. Okay. Shlichos Mili and Shliachos Shliach. What's going on? Okay. What does that have to do? Let's relate it back to the nature of shliachos. Is a shliach a baal davar? Okay. The Rambam says a shliach is always, and the Rivash say a shliach is always a baal davar. You're transferring authority to the shliach. The Rambam says, what's the one exception? When you need lishma, then you can't have a shliach be osa shliach, because he can transfer the shlichos, but he can't transfer the lishma. Okay. The Rivash says, oh, actually, there's a time when you can't transfer shlichos, because a shliach is only kimoso when he's acting as a shliach, right? If he's not wearing his shliach hat, if he's really, you know, abdicating his shlichos, so he can't say, oh, no, but shlichos shladim kimos. Okay? The Rebbe Sloni says, actually, there are two types of shliach. A regular shliach is mishum yad, and he doesn't have authority, and therefore he can't be osa another shliach, because, right, the first shliach is just an extension of the Baalim, so he has no authority to transfer to somebody else. Or, right, you could say that it depends on the nature of the shlichos, in that if the shlichos is one which has a sort of lack of power or necessitating a legal effect, I would say, then you can just cut out the authority part, right, and say, oh, it works Baal Karcha, so you don't really need to do anything. So then one Yad can make another Yad. But otherwise you can't. So really he should be over here. Rashi says it's all about physically just how you're going to do the transfer. And then the Rid is saying, oh, well, actually, you can't transfer authority, right? But if the authority is invested in the chefza, so then you can transfer the chefza. Have we got that? Okay. So you have shlichus mishum yad, which shliachus or shliach is going to be very limited, right? Because you need to overcome the fact that it's mishum yad and that you're really just an extension of the bialim. When can you? Either when you don't really need to transfer authority because it's bal karcha and it's ki'ilu kvar niskareshes, or because the power is all invested in the shtar kiddushin shtar get. Or another extreme, you could say, well, actually, shlichus is mishum bal davar and shluchus shadam is kimoso. Why can't you have shliachos or shliach by mili? Either, well, it's actually only in cases of lishma, or because you're not acting like a shliach. Okay, shukach.